This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden's Democratic Party took a giant step Wednesday towards seizing control of the U.S. Senate, as they have been projected to win the first of two Georgia runoffs. This just hours before Congress was set to certify Biden's victory over Donald Trump. Reverend Raphael Warnock's victory, projected by multiple U.S. networks overnight, capped a grueling nine-week runoff campaign and puts Georgia's other race in the spotlight for its potential impact to the balance of power in Washington. Should Republicans lose the second race, Democrat John Ossoff versus appointed Republican Kelly Loeffler, it would be a political disaster. Mr. Trump is expected to suffer another blow when Congress affirms Biden's Electoral College victory Wednesday. Warnock makes history as just the third African-American to win a Senate seat from the South. With 98% of precincts reporting Ossoff was ahead, Georgia election officials say final results are expected by lunchtime Wednesday. Supporters of President Donald Trump gather in Washington, D.C., to voice opposition to the outcome of the 2020 election. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
They were loud and passionate.
Our government should be afraid because we are here to stop the steal of our liberties.
Hundreds of supporters of President Donald Trump gathered in Freedom Plaza in the nation's capital Tuesday to lash out at President-elect Joe Biden's win. The rally was the first of two, with the second today on the Ellipse near the White House, where President Trump will address his supporters. Later, an afternoon march is planned to the U.S. Capitol, where Congress will be voting to affirm the election results. Mike Gracia, Washington.
For more on these stories, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The European Union's foreign policy chief Tuesday called on Bosnia to assume responsibility for hundreds of migrants left sleeping out in the cold after their camp burned down. In a damning summary of the crisis there, the EU's high representative argued that as a country seeking to join the European Union, Bosnia needed to assume its responsibilities. More than 1,000 migrants have been homeless since fire destroyed the Lipa camp in northwest Bosnia December 23rd. Officials in Bosnia have so far failed to find them anywhere else to stay. Two Indonesian militants linked to a 2019 church blast in the Philippines have been shot dead by police, authorities said Wednesday, as officers arrested scores of pro-Islamic State radicals. The shootings came as Indonesia's counterterrorism squad, Densus 88, raided a hideout of extremist group Jemaah Ansarut Daulah. Two suspects were gunned down when they, quote, resisted arrest, end quote, and attacked officers, police said, adding that a third suspect suffered gunshot injuries and was being treated in hospital. Another 17 militants were detained. Later Wednesday, police said the two dead suspects were involved in financing the Philippines' worst terror attack in years, which killed 21 and injured scores more in 2019. Japan is preparing to issue a state of emergency over the coronavirus pandemic for Tokyo and three nearby areas as cases continue to surge around the nation. Japan's chief cabinet secretary said in a news conference Wednesday the government was considering taking, quote, effective and strong measures, end quote, to tackle the risk posed by people dining out. Officials have said schools, fitness clubs, and theaters are likely to stay open with social distancing measures. World Health Organization experts are due in China 1 year after the coronavirus outbreak. They are going for a highly politicized visit to explore the origins of the coronavirus. The WHO says China has granted permission for the visit by its 10-person team of experts. But before most could even begin their journeys, they faced roadblocks, with Beijing not yet granting them entry. China's crackdown in Hong Kong escalated dramatically Wednesday, with police arresting more than 50 opposition figures in their largest operation since a draconian security law was imposed on the financial hub. The sweep is the latest salvo in Beijing's battle to stamp out dissent in the semi-autonomous city after millions hit the streets in 2019 with huge and sometimes violent democracy protests. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.